Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Nun Beis, and we are on Nun Aleph from Beis by the two dots, about a couple of lines into the wide lines, Over Alav Harishon. So the Mishnah said yesterday, as we are in the dafim related to issues of bor, the Mishnah said yesterday that if there is a bor of two partners, bor shel shei shutfin, that one partner walks by and does not cover the bor, the second one walks by and does not cover it, only the second one is going to be chayiv. And the Gemara is bothered that we can't understand that on the pashtus level, because that wouldn't fit, because the first one that walked by also should bear some responsibility. If he walked by and didn't cover it, just like the second one, so why is only the second one chayiv? So asks the Gemara, Avra lava rishon velo kiso, v'rishon me'emas miftar. Why, or from when, is the first one pater? Rashi notes, as we just explained, pshitalon, tahani, da'avar, daktani, mastisan. It's obvious that when it says in the Mishnah, it can't just be walking by, because that wouldn't fit. So nishtamish kamar, it must be that they were both using it. At least that's what it must mean. They were both using it, and then one left, so the first one that left assumed that the second one was going to take care of closing it off or covering it when he left. But if it was just one walk by, then another walk by, that wouldn't be the pshat of the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, Verisha Meimas Miftar, Machlokas, Rabba Yev Yosef Dami Travayu, Mishpe de Rabba Barbar Chana, de Omar, Mishpe de Rebbe Mani, Chad Omar, Misha Manicho Mishtamesh. One opinion says that it means, yeah, that he left them using it. They were both taking water from the pit. One of them left, and the other one was still using it. So the first one assumed that the second one was going to close it up when the second one finished using it. But that's not what happened. He didn't close it up, but that's why the second one is going to be chayiv. V'chad Omar, and the other opinion says, no, that's not enough. If somebody would leave the other one using it, the first one would also be chayiv. The only time that the first one's going to be pater is if he explicitly did something more than that. V'chad amar mishayimser lo dalyo. When he gave him over the, what does dalyo here mean in this context? Rashi says, kisui habor lechazoso. The cover of the pit. If he gave him over the cover, so he's obviously saying, cover it. He's obviously saying, you be in charge, and you cover it when you are done using it. Not just leaving him using it, but leaving him with the cover, telling him that he needs to cover it when he is finished. That's the machlokas between these two opinions of the Amoraim. The Ra'ah says, all these Ra'ahs are quoted in the Shiva Kubatsis, the Ra'ah says that this machlokas is dafka within a bar shel shnei shutfin, as we're talking about here in the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. Umistavra, de maselo delyo nami, de mahani, dafka hu b'shutfin, de hashtahuk dehavi kamosha hir sheyu b'kulo. Because he's basically giving him over total rishus. It's owned by both of them, but now that he's giving him over the covers, he's basically saying, you're in charge, you are totally responsible for it. But let's say somebody who does not own it, is given the cover. So we don't say that transfers all of the responsibility. There has to be a beferish kabbalah shmira, because what is the person who's now holding the cover have to the responsibility, unless he was told to take responsibility, unless he accepted responsibility. So says the Ra, it's dafka by shnei shutfin. Okay, fine. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. It says the Gemara, ki tanoim, maybe this machlokas amoraim is also a machlokas tanoim. Hamaz lamayim in a bor, uba chavir va'amalo, someone's taking water from a pit. And then someone else comes along and says, Hanachli v'ani ad lamayim. Okay, you know, you leave and now I'm my turn. I'm going to take water now. So, what does that mean? Kiva shehinichu mishtamish pater. So once the first one leaves him using it, pater. So then the first one's going to be pater, if later on it is found to be uncovered and someone gets damaged. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer mishayimser lo dilyo. Seems to be beferish machlokes tanoim, just like the machlokes amoraim. Whether you need the mesira of the cover, or is it enough just walking away after the second guy is still using it? But my kamiflagi, so what's the root of this machlokas, both amoraim and tanoim? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov savar yesh breira. Wow. Breira sugya. There is breira. What does that mean? That once something is explicated in terms of a distinction. Once something is split up, we're able to see the roots of that split, the roots of that distinction already in the past. When does this come up? The classic case of Reira, Yerusha. Right? Once the Yerusha is split up, so we're allowed to view the Yerusha that each of the children received as always going straight to them from the father. It's not that it went from the father to the pot of the Yerusha and then split up. No, once it's split up, we can already see the roots of that split even in the past. That's the sugya of Brera. Yesh Brera. So how does that fit in here? So Blazer ben Yaakov Sarah Yesh Brera. Blazer ben Yaakov says Yesh Brera. Blazer ben Yaakov is the one that says you have to give over the cover. Well, what do you mean Yesh Brera? You have partners that own a pit here. So really, each of them are both responsible. Each of them are responsible. But if you say Yesh Brera, so that is saying, according to the Gemara's understanding now, when you use your water, when you take your water out of the pit, that's your part of the pit. When I take my water out of the pit, that's my part of the pit. So even after I leave, and I leave you using your water, that doesn't give you reshus or responsibility for the entire bar. I'm also partly still owner, because you're only taking from your side, and I took from from your water and from my water. And therefore, I'm still partly as if I'm there. We're each filling from our own sides, and therefore the only way that I'm going to transfer it totally to you is if I give over the cover. If I give over the cover, then Rashi says, so then that's a Kabbalah Shmiro, if I give you over the cover. But if I don't do that, then we each are partly responsible, partly owner of this pit, and therefore we are both going to be chayif. V'rabbanan savri ein brera. The Rabbanan say, no, this is not brera. This is not a classic case of brera. Why? But I'm sorry, but the Rabbanan say, how does that svara fit in? If you say ein brera, so then when they each take water, you don't say it's split up to each of the parties. It's all mixed together. When you take water, you're covering the whole pit. When I take water, I'm covering the whole pit. And therefore, right when I leave and you're using it, that's fine. So you're responsible now for the entire pit. The Rishonim point out here that this is not a regular case of Brera. A regular case of Brera is where something is split eventually, and then we can already see the roots of that split in the past. Here, what's split? Nothing split. You have a pit of water, and you end up having a pit of water. Yes, each took some water out of that pit, but this is not normal Brera, says the Ra'ah. Continuing, the next Ra'ah, in the Shid Bukubat says, Pirish, Brera da'acha lav kebrera da'alma. This is not normal Brera, Brera that comes up throughout Shas, in the various sugyas. This is not normal Brera in our case. De'beha lo shayach lememar, basar chaluka, Huvrar hadavar shezel chelko hamagio. Right? What's normal brera? Once it's split, we can already see the roots of that split in the past. That umamishri lay mishum hachilish tabushay. And that's why I was able to take this water out, because this water was all mine. Shabukula mishtamesh. No, that doesn't really fit here. I'm using the entire pit of water. I'm taking some water out, but I'm using the entire pit. Ella harezeh, but Ross says this is just a borrowed lashon. Hareze echad man alashono shevet Talmud shu shaveh b'shnei makomos upirusho mischalef. Right? It doesn't really mean what it means in all the other cases of Brera. Upirish Brera dahacha klomar shekal echad ve'echad midin zechuso sheyesh lo nishtamesh. Brera just means here that they're each using their own zechus for the water. V'lo chashvinon leish and ishtamesh b'chelech chaveiro klal. We don't view it as if they're using their friend's chelech. That's what it means, Brera, here. And therefore, according to Moshe ben Yaakov, unless I give over the cover, so it's as if I still have a connection to the pit, and therefore I'm still going to be responsible, even if I leave him using it. Unless I give over the cover. While the Rabbanan say, ein Brera, no, we are all connected to the pit, and therefore, once I leave, I'm still giving over all of it to you, and therefore you are going to be responsible. The other Rishonim, though the Ra'ah says this, the Gemara seems to call it Brera. And not only that, the next line of the Gemara, Amaravina, the Azdelatimayu, the Gemara now links this machlokas of Reira to another machlokas of Reira, which sounds like it's pretty literal. That's not. Mishnah quotes the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Nedarim, the beginning of Ashutfin. Ditzran, Ashutfin, Shadra Nazebizeh, you have partners that are mudur hana from each other. You're not allowed to get hana from me, I'm not allowed to get hana from you, right? They're each not allowed to get hana from each other. The problem is they own a yard. So how could any of them walk into the yard if they're both mudur hana from each other? Is that considered getting hana from the other person? Because the other person also owns it. Says the Tanakama, Asur Likanis Lachatzer. So each of them are prohibited from going into the Chatzer because each of them are mudur hana. When I go in, so it's as if I'm getting hana from you. What does that show? Ein Breira. Right? Just like in our case, there are banan Ein Breira. Because when I go in, you don't view it as if I'm using my sod. No, it's you also. Rabbanu ben Yaakov Omer, Zenichnas Latoch Shalo, Vizenichnas Latoch Shalo. No, we can view it as if they're each going into their portion of their usage ability of the Chatzer. So, what's the Machlokas about? Rabbanu ben Yaakov Savar, Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira, we can view it separately, even now. Once you use it, we can see, view this as if this was always your section, your part. Hailu Denafshi Ayel, Vahailu Denafshi Ayel. So each one is viewed as going into their own, and that's why it's mutter. For Rabbanan Savri Ein Breira, the Rabbanan say no, Ein Breira, and therefore one is not allowed to go into the chatzer. So it sounds like the Gemara is treating this as regular Breira. Tosva says, Zenech HaZatoch Shalo, Hashta Mashma, Tedrisha Zaregel Asur B'mudr Hana. Sounds like from this, again a general topic that's quoted there also, it sounds like that Drisha Zaregel is already Asur B'mudr Hana. This is going away from the Breira sugyas for a minute. It's going into the Mudur Hana sugyas. If I'm not allowed to get benefit from you, is just walking into your house a problem? Is that really considered Hana'a? Right? If you give me food, that's called Hana'a. If you give me money, that's called Hana'a. If you give me the allowance to just walk in your house, is that Hana'a? So Tosfos says, it sounds like from this Mishnah, that it is Hana'a, because Mudur Hana'a in the Chatzer would be Aser. Hashto Mashma, even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov only allows a partner mishum de bishalo nechras, because we can view it as if he's walking into his own section. That's what it sounds like. The problem is elsewhere we don't. It doesn't sound that way. Of course, the Mishnah in Megillah. Ein min mudur hana mechaver lemudur mimeno machol el adrisas regel v'kelim shidos menochol nefesh. The Gemara quotes, Risas regel alo kapti. The Gemara says, my paparach, hamash v'achat kapti. The Gemara there sounds like people are not makpid on just walking through. That's not called hana. And here it is. Right? So this is a problem that the Rishonim deal with. Maybe there's a difference between a chatzer and a bikah. Maybe there's a machlok, a difference between a little bit of walking and a lot of walking. Do I let you stay there for a while or just walk through? There are different chilukim that are given whether drisas haragel is considered hana or not. But back to the Breira issue, all the Rishonim, in all the sugyas of Breira, in Beitza and in Erevin and here and in Adarim, all of them try to be machalik between all the Breiras. The Ra'ah says this is not normal Breira. That's true, but is there ever a classic Breira? There are some where it's eventually split. But many of the Breiras, like these two, let's say the Chatzer, the Gemara here compares it to the Chatzer. Maybe even within the Ra'ah, how would the Ra'ah answer and say, oh, the Gemara compares it? The Ra'ah would say, well, this is also an unusual Breira. The Chatzer is also never split. Usually a Yerusha is split. Usually you have a cup of wine. And you use Breira, it's Shabbos, I don't want to take off the Meiser now, so therefore I say whatever's left in the cup at the end, that's going to be the Trumas of the Meisers. So there also, it's eventually split. You can eventually label something as Trumas of the Meisers. But here, the Chatzer is never split. So maybe this is also a unusual form of Breira, the case of the Bar Shalmayim and the Bar Shal Chatzer, and that's why the Gemara links them in its unusual elements. If you look in the Ran, if you want one makar and about all these cases of Breira, the Ran on that Mishnah, Nashutfin, Mem Hey Amabez in the Darim, beginning of the fifth parak, there the Ran quotes all the different sugyas of Breira. The problem is in terms of Psak. The Gemara says that we paskin, or most we shown him, quote also that by Daraisis we hold Ein Breira, and by Badrabanan Yesh Breira. But it doesn't always work. And that's what the Ron goes into. What do we paskin? What do all the Rishonim paskin? Hechi paskinim begemarka, v'ozim ben Yaakov, disfira le diyesh brera, v'abberg mashilin in beitza, asikna, ki les le rabbi oshia brera bidaraisa, but the rabbana an islay, v'ipsaka hilchza kraboshia, alma bidaraisa ein brera. So he goes through four or five answers, quoting all the Rishonim, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, and quoting the Ramban, and quoting others. How are you machalik? And there are many different chilukim in brera. The Avshal Shlomo writes that the Sugya of Brera is larger than life, so to speak. He has pages and pages on Brera, one of the more complex Sugyas in all of Shas, the Sugya of Brera. Maybe there's a difference between Brera that I'm in control of versus Brera that I'm not in control of. Maybe there's a difference between Tali Bedas Achirim and Tali Bedas Atzmo. Many different chilukim within Brera, but you have to, because all the different sugyas give different impressions about what we paskin. But that Ron, at length, goes into what the chilukim are. Okay, well, we'll continue for now. We'll leave Brera at that for this time. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Four lines to the bottom. Says Rabbi Elazar, Hamocher bar lechaveiro. Somebody sells a bar to their friend. Kivan shemasal adal yokana. So why is this here? Because of this lashon. Somebody sells a bar to their friend, so once they give over the cover of the bar, again, that's Rashi's pshat of Dalio, and that's what we're going with. Once they give over the cover of the bar, Kana, so then the buyer is Kona. So the Gemara says, Echidami, wait a minute, what's the case? Right, we learned the Kiddushin, all the different types of Kinyonim. Giving over a cover, is that considered a kinyan? Iba kaspa, if you're really buying the well, which is really karka, and we know karka is nikne, bekeset b'shara b'chazaka, so if you really paid for it, likni b'kaspa, so then why can't giving over the money enough? Why do you need the giving over the cover? Iba chazaka, likni b'chazaka. And if it's through kinyan chazaka, that you're actually going to use the well, Hishtamshu is Rashi. Likni b'chazaka, mishen ishtamish bo. Shari karka, niknis b'kese b'shar b'chazaka. See if it's chazaka, likni b'chazaka. So let it go through chazaka. So what do you mean that it's giving over the cover? So liola b'chazaka. Really it's chazaka, that it's usage. Ubay lamemer le chazeku kni. But really, kini chazaka only works if the owner said go and be kona it. If the owner says go and do a kini chazaka, then he goes and does a kini chazaka, that works. But what if he doesn't say that? Once he gives over the cover, that's as if he's saying it. As if he's saying it, here, go. Go and use it, and therefore that is what is needed. Meaning, in a chinami, it's a kinyan chazaka, the giving over of the dali is not the kinyan. The giving over of dali is the what allows you to now go make a kinyan. That is how we're understanding Rabbi Elazar Shita right now. So it is working through Kinyan Chazaka. The Rambam, we've quoted this often, also talks about Kinyan Chazaka in Hilchas Mechira, as he talks about all other Kinyanim. The Rambam says, again, it helps us understand our Gemara too, the Rambam says, there in Kinyan Kesed Bechazaka, what is a Kinyan Chazaka? After he talks about Kesef and Shtar, what's Chazaka? Machar lo bayis, first parak of Hilchas Mechira. If I'm selling or giving a field, the Rambam says there's no distinction here between Mechira and Matana. Once the buyer does a physical action on the property, Na'al, he closes the door. Gadar, he puts up a fence. Paratz, he breaks through the fence. Kol Shehu, V'hu She'yo'il B'masav, Yekapu Sadig, Arei Zekana. That's called, that's Kinyan Chazaka. That's only if it's done in front of the seller and doesn't say anything. So that's what we might call Hara'as Bailus. We know that the root, the secret of every Kinyan is Hara'as Bailus, a reflection of ownership. So if I do this in front of the owner and the owner doesn't say anything, that's a Hara'as Bailus. Aval shalom b'fnei hamocher, but if I do that when the mocher is not there, then how do I know anything? Maybe you're a ganav. So how does that work? Aval shalom b'fnei hamocher. Oh, hanosein. Or, if I'm giving it, he has to say it, as our Gemara says, if the owner's there, then it works. If the owner's not there, then as long as he says, then it would work. Then it says also, let's read this now because it's open, and we'll see this in the Gemara. He gives them over the keys to the house. It's as if he says, So interesting, the Rambam does not say, we'll see this in Tosfos in a minute, Rambam does not say that giving over the key itself is the kinyan. It is a substitute for lechazek ukne, just like giving over of the cover. It allows then for the kinyan to be done. V'chein ha-mocher es-abor, our Gemara, kivan shemasa lo dilyo, harei ze kemisha amar lo lechazek ukne, ukeshe yachzik yikne. Right, that's it. And then the Rambam talks about what is ne'ila, what is a geder. We translated it, but there are details. And then just one other Rambam, and then we'll get back to our Gemara. Haisa hakarka tzachiyach sela. What if the land that you buy is very rocky? You can't like put a fence on it, right? You can't stick a fence into the ground. You can't, it's just rocky. She'ein ba lo gedera v'lo pritza ve'ein abasriya. Hare achazaka shekone osa ba shtichas haperos. O ha'amadas behem hasham. What's the kinyan chazaka that you can do there? You can't stick a fence on there. It's all rocky. What you can do is spread out your fruit there. Let your animals graze there. That's the kinyan chazaka. Asks the Raavad, great, that's wonderful that you're allowed to put the fruit there. That's one form of chazaka, but it's not the strongest form of chazaka. That's not called a maisa buguf hakarka. Right? You're just putting fruit there. Does that work as a kinyan chazaka? That's what's called achilas peros. That's a usage that's not in the physical game round. Amar Avram Hamilsa lo mischavra. Tai chazaka achilas perosi. Vi achilas peros lo mahanya. Ela kineget taina. Putting fruit there doesn't work as a chazaka. That works for to prevent someone else getting a chazaka. We know by Cheskas Gimel Shanim, squatting rights. If somebody squats for 3 years, third parak above a basra, so that would itself be a kinyan. But if I register a protest, so that prevents the kinyan. So it says the Raavad, this is just registering a protest. But to do kinyan chazaka, lemikne ba'ara, lo kanya elamidi demahanya la'ara ke'ein nadav agadar. You got to do something physical on the ground. What would the Rambam answer? And just to throw in, the Rambam himself says later on in a different context of being kona karka from a ger, that you do have to do a maisa begufa karka. A ger that died. So how could the Rambam here say shtichas peros is enough? Explains the Magen Mishnah here and there. No, the Rambam would say this is already enough of a horaz bailus. If it's a rocky area, what's this used for? It's used for spreading out fruit. It's used for animals to stay there. So therefore, that would be good enough against the Raavad. I by machzik benichse hager shemais later on, where the Rambam himself says that you need a maisa beguf hakarka, so being kona items from a ger is different. It's better and worse. There's no makne, but that makes it easier because I'm not taking it out from anybody else's rishus. So that could make it better or worse depending on the context. But that's how the Rambam would understand kinyan chazaka. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says that giving over the cover of the bor is considered lechazek ukne. Amar Reb Shua ben Levi. Similarly, what we just read, Hamocher bais lechaveiro kiva shemaslo mafteach kana. Once I give over the keys, kana. So again, heichidami iba kaspa likni bakaspa. If I'm buying the house with money, so why shouldn't it just work through money? Iba chazaka likni bakhazaka. La'ola b'chazaka, u'boi l'meimer le'lechazek u'knei. V'kivat shemasa l'mafteach, k'madamer le'lechazek u'knei dami. As we just read, giving over the keys, pashtus is not the kinyan, but it is what allows there for now to be a kinyan chazaka. It is the showing of the owner that he is ready for you to do the chazaka in front of him. There was a little discussion in the Rishonim whether the kinyanim for karka that we're talking about here is the same both for selling and for giving. Right? Is there a difference between matana and mecher? So the Gemara is not mechalik. There are some Rishonim, the She'iltos in Kuf Tezvav, the Ritva in Kiddushin, on Daf Chavav, where this is discussed, quote, that maybe only by matana or zechiyah mehefker, this type of mesiris mafteach would work as a setup for the kinyan chazaka. Most Rishonim, the Gemara, the Ramban there in Kiddushin, seems to say no, it would work for across the board. Right? Like our Gemara here, it's hamocher bayis lechaveiro, but the Gemara is not mechalik. The Gemara says it works for setting up for a chazaka, so it doesn't sound like there would be any distinctions, but that is an important discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos here quotes the Rashbam in Bava Basra, where the Rashbam seems to say that the giving over the key is itself the kinyan. It's not just a setup for the kinyan, but it itself is the kinyan. Similar, those who have learned the beginning of Psachim, also there. The Mesiras Mafteach sounds like the kinyan regarding chametz. So that's what Tosfos is bothered by here, because this Gemara sounds like it's a setup, that it's not the kinyan itself. Rashba Mefarish, Beperach Haskas Abatim, Tosfos says, Gabi Na'av, a god, their koshu, Benichsi Ager, Na'al Hadish Shakav, Amanol, Bedelos Lenalo, Avachulu, Va'avagav, the Gabi Schiris Batim, Kisha Masalom Aftechos, Avi Becheskas Asocher, Livdog, Vuadin Lakroso, Hanimili, Mocher, Maskir, Baez Lachavero, Ava Benichsi Ager, Man Maser Le, Delikni, Vakashalari, Tahacha Mashma Behedion, the Messias Mafteh, Lokani, Elavi Komer Le Chazeku Kni. The Rashbam seems to say that the exception to the rule is by Nichsi Ager, where it's just a setup, but generally, it is the Kenyan. Says the Reed, but our Gemara doesn't sound that way. Our Gemara sounds like, in general, giving over the keys to the house is not the Kenyan. The Dafka Gabi Chametsu, says the Reed. Only by Chametz. That's a difference by the learning the beginning of Psachim. The Talib B'Mesiras Mafteach. Why? Because that's not about a formal Kenyan. That's about who has the Chiyav Abdika. Who has the Chiyav Abdika? Whoever can get into the house. Who can get into the house? Whoever has the key. Demisha Mafteach Biyado, Alav Livdok, Kivachu Yacholi Kanis, Bezea Bias Livdok. But it's not that that's the Kenyan, there's no Raya from that Gemara in Psachim. That's just giving over the responsibility to do Bedika. Number one. And then he quotes, that's one problem he has with the Rashbam. Then he has another problem with the Rashbam. Umashapirish Delokani Beni'ilas Delas Einira. The Rashbam says giving over a key works. And the Re argues on that. And the Rashbam says, just closing a door in some way does not work. And the Re argues on that too, based on the Gemara Maseches Gittin. There's a story there about giving over the get, where the woman just closing the door would be able to be koneh the get. Tezel Eve, Teicher, the Tiftach, Amana, Ilal of Kod Kanya, Shlohaya, Yochol, La'aso, Shun Manol, the Shabbos, Haya, it was Shabbos, giving over the get on Shabbos, it was a Shchiv Mirah, but closing the door was enough. So he argues on two counts on the Rashbam. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua here, without getting into the details, he says both problematic shitas of the Rashbam really answer each other. Feel free to look at that Pnei Yeshua, how he goes through the lumdis of the Rashbam. Okay, let's continue. Amar Reish Lakish, third case. So first we spoke about selling a bor, then about selling a house, and now we get into selling a herd of sheep. Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rebbe Yanai, Hamocher Eider Lechaveiro, Kivan Shemaser Lo Mashchuchis Kana. Once somebody gives over the Mashchuchis. What's the Mashchuchis? From the word Meshicha. We give over the item that pulls the sheep. So that works. That's Koda. So again, we don't know what that is yet. Let's wait a minute. Hey Chidami, Ibe Meshicha. What's going on here? Are you talking about actual Meshicha pulling the animals? So what does that mean? Literally pulling the animals? You could also have what's called Meshicha Bakol. Right? Calling the animals and the animals following you when they're called by you. That's also a form of Meshicha. So Ibe Meshicha, Likribe Meshicha. Ibe Besira, Likribe Besira. Is it giving over the reins? So give over the reins. So what does this mean? What's the mashruchis? So the yolam b'meshicha. Really, it's meshicha. As we said earlier, but the owner has to say, go pull the animals and take them. Once he gives over the mashruchis, that's good enough. It's as if he says, lech meshoch ukni. So by each of these cases, giving over the cover, giving over the key, giving over the mashruchis, that is all, the pashas of our Gemara, a setup for the kinyan that is meant to follow. But it is not the kinyan itself. So my mashruchis, what is a mashruchis, asked the Gemara, hacha targamo karkashta. Here we translate it as a bell. The bell, that when you ring the bell, the animals follow. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Iza da Azla Baresh Adra. It's the goat that goes at the head of the herd. When the goat goes, the sheep are trained to follow the goat. So that's what it means. When you give over that goat, so that's where it is considered a setup for the kinyan. Kidadarish Ahu Galila Aledra Fhizda, like the certain person from Galil said, Kadrugiz Raya Al Ana, when the shepherd is mad at his herd, Ovid Lenagoda Samusa. So he makes the head goat Samusa blind. And therefore, what's going to happen if the head goat is blind, that he's going to go into pits and the sheep are going to follow him into the pit. It's going to be bad news. When the leaders are problematic, so then all the followers that follow the leaders are also in trouble. Rashi says this is all a mashal for us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at Rashi, the last couple of lines in Rashi. Kach kishahamakom nifra misona Yisrael, a euphemism, mimane lahem parnasim she'ena muhuganim. When Hashem is upset at us, he gives us bad leaders, and then they take us to do the wrong things, and it ends up being very bad for us. That's this mashal. Kadrog is raya alana, avil nagoda samusa. Good. The Mordechai here has one little line where he says there's really no machlokas here between Karkashta and Izad Azla Beresh Adra. It's whatever is normally done in that locale. Whatever the Minag Hamakom is, says the Mordechai here in Simin Nun Dalit, V'chein Adin B'mocher Schora O B'socher. This isn't only by selling sheep, by selling anything. You go by Shakol Talui B'minag HaSochrim. Shma Minad HaKol Talui B'minag Kini HaSochrim. Meaning, you go by whatever the Minag is. Besides the normal Kinyanim that are quoted, right? If you look in the Kinyanim that are quoted in Kiddushin, it doesn't say anywhere there about Mashruchis. Doesn't say anywhere there about the giving over the head goat or the bell. So why does this work? So the Mordechai says, you're right, it's not Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, Meshicha, Hagba, Mosera. It's not any of those. But what is it? It's the minog that is accepted in each locale. That also works, right? And that's accepted, like a handshake. A handshake, which might also be called Situmta. Situmta is kinyanim that is accepted by whatever parties that are involved in a certain locale. That works also as a functioning kinyan. The lumdus of that idea, though, is a little not clear. You're right, it works. There is a chalos. But does that mean that it is a kinyan? Are these kinyanim? Mashruchis, is that a kinyan? Here, it says, it's not. Here, it's not. It's when you give, it functions as lechazeku kni. But even actual kinyanim are done through whatever is agreed upon by the parties involved. Like situmta, a handshake. Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, in Toldos, Simon Lamed Aleph discusses the lumdus behind this, and he says, the father Chakira, Yishlachkar Bekinyan Mechudash Zeh, She'eno B'maisa Mesuyam, Elo Lefi Minag HaSochrim U'Bnei Adam, Lefi Minag Mekom HaVizmanam. So, how do we understand this idea of Situmta, of allowing other Kinyanim to take place? So he says, I'll give you two and maybe three possibilities. Number one, he says, maybe the Chiddush is that every generation could be Mosif on the Kinyanim. The kinyanim that the Torah tells us, they're the basics, they're the minimum. But you can add on kinyanim, maisa kinyanim with chalos kinyanim. Yisod kinyan situmta hu ha'anacha she'efshar lahosif al maisa kinyan shebatorah. Tekiva tebemaisa ha'kinyan einam hilchazo b'lo taima. Every kinyan is not agzeres ha'kasuf, ela maisim shonim shemevatim umesamlim bailus al pi ahigayon. Right, like we mentioned before, horaz bailus. So lo nina lu shari kinyan the efshar lahosif al kinyanei Torah. And any maisa that's mevateh bailus, that's good enough, maybe. Or no. Ein lo sof al kinyanim shebat Torah. No, kinyanim are kinyanim. You need a makar for every kinyan, and that shows that it is limited. So what does situmta mean? That just means you don't need a kinyan. Not that functions as a maisa kinyan, but kasher yesh haskamas bnei adam liknos al yedei maisa mesuyam mahani mishum shebazeh lo tzarech maisa kinyan tekiva dekach nagu lahaknos b'maisa zeh anan tzadi the kasher osim kain gomru umiknu umahani mitzad gemiras das v'lo mitzad maisa kinyan to beemes havi kemaisa kof ba'alma mi bechinas toras kinyanim. It's not a maisa kinyan, but it works because this is what people have agreed to. Right? Like, what about Am Russell Gavoa? Can you see Russell Ahedyo? We've discussed also in the past. Is that a Maisa Kenyan? Or is that just, it works. It's a Chalos Kenyan without a Maisa Kenyan. Or, then on the next page, he even says, maybe there's a third idea. And that is, it's not a Maisa Kenyan, it's not a Chalos Kenyan, it's not a Gemiras Das. It's just Mitam Minhag. Ela Minhag Yeshkan. Vekoach HaSitumta Eino Ela Koach HaMinhag. Ube MS. Ain kan kinyan klal ala minog bilvad. Eshezek koach haminog shemevatel halacha. Viala ana adam linhog befoel kafia minog amakubal. Vikiva shenogul is yachis lasitumta ki kinyan. Since people treat it as a kinyan, that minog is strong enough. Zakai hu linog minog ba'almo memela nasa be'emes bailim. And the minhag is also, and he continues with that chiddush. Okay, a little bit about Tzitumta, which is about the line of the Mordechai right here, that's how these actions are also working. Okay, let's continue. Kiso says the next Mishnah. Kiso arishon ubo asheni yimasu magula. Right, again, you have somebody walking by a pit. The first person, Reuven, had covered his pit. Sheni comes along and finds it open. It's magula. Vilo kiso, and the second one did not cover it. Asheni chayiv. Right, the sheni is obviously chayiv, because the first one covered it. And then what happened? Rashi says it rotted through. That's how it happened. It rotted through, and that's why nobody really noticed it. If it fell through and it was his fault, then he's also going to be partially chayiv. But here it was not his fault. He put a good cover on, and then it rotted through. Vinishbra kisui, and now it's not there anymore. That's why only the second one is chayiv. The Tosas read here in the Psakim has a difficult shot. He says that even if someone else, if Reuven covered it, Shimon came along and uncovered it, and then left. And then Levi walked by and saw it uncovered. Only Levi is going to be chayiv. If we don't know who uncovered it, if we would know about Shimon, so then we would say he's also responsible. But if we don't know, then Levi is going to be chayiv, even if another person took it off. Good, but let's go with Rashi Pshat. It rotted through, so only the second one is going to be chayiv. Kiso karoi, if somebody covered it, karoi. That means strong. Strong enough, the Yerushalmi says. Strong enough for an ox to walk by with a load on. Kiso karoi, v'nafal l'tocho shor hamor v'meis, putter. Because he didn't do anything wrong. He covered, and it was unusual. It was an ones. Lo kiso karoi, v'nafal l'tocho shor hamor v'meis, chayiv. If he did not cover it properly, and then a shor hamor fed in, then he's chayiv. That was his fault. We'll see what the chiddush is in the Gemara. Nafal lafanim mikala kriya chayiv. If there's someone in the bore digging it even deeper than it is, he's making a lot of noise. Rashi says there's a worker in there. Bor kruya. There's a dug pit. V'nichnas kora sachir l'socho. L'harchiv o l'hamik. And then there's a worker now in there. So who's going to be responsible for this pit? An animal falls in because he's scared. So then the Baal Abor is going to be chayiv. And Rashi quotes, what's the chiddush of this, right? Even though you might have said the digger is going to be chayiv, because he's the one that caused the shore to fall in, but that's only grama. The bor was already there. So the Baal Abor is going to be chayiv, even though the Baal HaKriya is the one that might have caused it to fall in. So that's if he falls in forward, la acharav mikol akriya pater. But if he falls in backwards from the kol akriya, so we'll see why this is true in the Gemara. But then in that case, the owner of the bar is going to be pater. Nafal l'tocho shor v'kelo v'nishtabru, chamor v'kelo v'niskaru. If an animal falls in with kelim on it, chayav ala behemo, pater ala kelim. He's chayiv for the behemoth, that's regular bar, and he's pater for the kalim, because that's what we pass, that's the gzeiras hakasif of bar being pater on kalim. Nafal l'tocho shor, cheresh, shota, v'katan chayiv. If an ox, which is a cheresh, shota, or a katan, so then a katan, what does katan mean? We said shor ben yomor is kari shor. Katan means he's not experienced in life's work yet, in plowing, and all these other activities that a shor normally does. That's what the Meiri says here. Shor katan shalo yodei alach rosh chayiv. So in all those cases, the bala bor is chayiv, because we can't say the bor should have watched where he was going. Ben obas eved o ama pater. A ben or a bas, a child that falls in, pater. Because even though it's a child, the child, as we'll see, is the balabar is going to be pater for Rashi ben obas klomar avagav diktanim heim velekalem emer ibar leyunei ubezal, even though they're children, and we might say, well, it's harder for them to be in control of themselves, they don't know better, afilo hachi pater migzeres akasuv shor velo adam chaver velo kelim. Not only are adults you are pater for, but even children, even though you might have said that they didn't know better and they shouldn't have known, still there's going to be a p'tur. And Eved and Amma, right, it doesn't matter, still there's going to be a p'tur. The Tosfos Yontif says, what's the chiddush of Eved and Amma? They're people, right, so what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that they have an adon, right? So you might have said anything that is owned is like a kli, is like an animal in this regard. V'nir Ali says the Tosfos Yantif, the eved va'ama itzrich lemisni. What's the chiddush? Dolo tema. Don't say kiva de marbinon kol behema va'of mikesef yashiv lebaalav kol de islay bailim the eved va'ama vadeid bailim islahu. No. Kamash Bolan, you don't say that. Why? Here's his chilek. V'nir Ali taima, da adon mikri le'eved va'ama v'lo baal. By an animal, we call the owner of the animal a bailim. We don't say the eved has a bailim. We say the eved has an adon. There's a different word that is used. A bailim and an adon. Bailim means you mamish own this the mahus of this item. An adon might be more of a legal relationship, not as much in the same way as items and assets. Okay, so the Gemara says Varishon Animas Miftar. So when is the first one Pater? Again, the first one, back to the first line of the Mishnah. Reuven covers the pit. Shimon walks by and sees it uncovered. So the Mishnah says that only Shimon's chayiv if something happens. So is Reuven ever chayiv again? When could Reuven be chayiv again? When would he share responsibility? Verishon at Emas Miftar. When would the first one be Pater? Amarav Bechdesha Yeda. What does Bechdesha Yeda mean? A couple of different pshatim. Rashi says Bechdesha Yeda. Sheyavo Gam Harishon Acharechein. V'yirene Megula. If we know that the first one also walked by at some point and saw it uncovered. Ho Vishneim Yodin Shu Megula Rami Chuvi Atravayu. Right, because now, once he knows about it, so now they're both chayiv. That's Rashi. If you look at Tosfos says, no, not that he actually sees it. Klomar, shahakol yotze shabar megula. The mistava shama. Everybody's talking about it. Not that he has to actually see it, but we have to assume that now he knows that it is now uncovered. That's Rav. Ushmuel amar, bichdeshe yodi uhu. Shmuel says, bichdeshe yodi uhu. It sounds like Tosfos is a pshat of the first drop, but it's not. Yoshi'u, that they let him know. Not that he just, there's a call going around, and Mistama heard of the call too. No, Yoshi'u, somebody told him. Rashi now builds on his first shot. Even if he didn't see it, as long as we know he knows about it, Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, that is good enough. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bechdeisha Yodi'uhu, V'yiskar Po'alim, V'yichros Arazim, V'yichasenu. No, even if we know he knows about it, so that's not good enough. He's still not going to be responsible again until there's enough time for him to go, get workers, cut wood, and build another cover. What about the second one? Does he also get this amount of time? We say the first one is only back to being responsible until he gets this time. Right, so Tosa says the same thing would apply for the Sheni. V'hu adin ha-sheni no shenosin lo shir zeh. Right, the second one also gets it. That might not sound that way from Rashi, but that's what Tosa says. Shmuel Savar, but Shmuel holds, says Tosfos, that right when he knows about it, he should at least put a shomer there, right? Maybe only Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that they have to give them time, and even the Sheni also might get this time. But Shmuel says right when he knows about it, he should at least put a shomer there in order that people don't fall in. Period. Kiso karay v'nafal atocho sharach amar v'meis patur. The Mishnah says, once I covered it properly, I'm patur. I'm off the hook. Even if some ones happens. Kiva de kiso karoi hechinafal. So one minute, how did anybody fall in if you covered it properly? It rotted through. There was no way you could have known about that. It was an ones, so therefore you are not responsible. Ibai Lahu asked the Gemara the following question. Kiso kisui sheyocholamo bifnei shvarim vein yocholamo bifnei gemalim. You put a cover that's strong enough for oxen to walk on, but not strong enough for camels to walk on. Camels are heavier. Va'asu gamalim va'ara'uhu. Camels then walked by and weakened. They didn't fall in. If they would have fallen in, Rashi says that you'd be chayef, because you didn't build strong enough for camels. But they weakened it. Va'asu shvarim v'nafli bay. And because it was weakened, then oxen walked by and fell in. So my Amri. So what's the halacha in that case? You made it strong enough for oxen, but now it's not strong enough for oxen because the camels walked by. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, hechidami. What exactly is the case? Either shlichin gemalim, are camels commonly in that area, poshehu, that he's negligent, he should be chayef. V'ida lo shlichin gemalim anusu. And if camels are not so commonly around, then he's an anus, and he should be patur. Lo tzricha ta'asu leprakim. Maybe it's a case where sometimes they're around. They're not so common, but sometimes they're around. Mi amrina on kivan ta'asu leprakim posheahu. Do we say since they're sometimes around, he's negligent to iboy le lasukia daite? He should have known that camels might walk by. O dilma kivan ta'ashta mi asleko. Or do we say no, there are no camels around now. They're not so common. So onesu, that's already considered an ones. So which one do you say? It's interesting. Tosfos has an important line here. Bottom Tosfos. V'yesh litein tam bedavar. There is an idea here. Da afilu lo shrichi gemalim klal yesh lachas shem yavo gemalim v'yiplu. Even if camels are really not commonly there, very not commonly there, it could be that we're still going to hold you responsible. So we're going to get back to that line of Tosfos a little later. But now let's first continue. So what's the halacha? Again, the question is, you built it strong enough for oxen and not for camels, and then the camels walked by and weakened it. So Tashma, maybe that's the case of our Mishnah. We're going to go through for the rest of the Amud today. We're going to see the case of the Mishnah seems to be obvious. So we're going to try to put new details into the case to try to prove various questions. So Tashma, Kiso, Karai, Benafa, Latoha, Shorah, Hamar, Bameis, Pater. The Mishnah says, if I covered a bar properly, and then an animal fell in, I'm pater. So, hey, chidami. I covered it perfectly for against all animals, so hey, chinafel, had it fall in. So, el alav, karay l'shvarim, v'lo karay l'gmalim. So, maybe our Mishnah is about a case, this middle type of case. Karay means only for oxen, not for camels. V'idish chichi gemalim amai pater. And if camels are very commonly around, so why would you be pater in that case? Poshehu. V'idilosh chichi gemalim. And if camels are not around at all, pshita the anusu, then obviously you're pater. So el alav, maybe the Mishnah is about our case. Ta'asin leprakim. Sometimes they come around. V'asu gemalim v'ra'u. They weakened it. V'asu shvarim enaflu bay. Meaning exactly our question, maybe that's the case of the Mishnah, v'katani pater. And what does the Mishnah say? You covered a karoi for shvarim, you're going to be pater. Alma kiva dahashta leka anusu. Right? Since they're not around, anusu. So, isn't that the answer to our question? So Gemara says, no, amri lo. La'olam karoi l'shvarim karoi l'gmala. Maybe the Mishnah is a case where you built a very strong cover that's good for anything. So then how the camels fall in if you built it perfectly? Nothing to do with camels. It rotted from within, and that's not our question, but that's what the Mishnah is talking about, so the Mishnah is no raya either way. One try. We tried to prove it from the line in the Mishnah that says you covered it properly, you're putter. That didn't work. So now let's go to the next line. Maybe we can prove from the next line. Tashma, lo kiso karoi v'nafal tocha shorach hamar v'meis, chayiv. If you don't cover it properly, then you're going to be chayiv. So hechidami, what's the case in the Mishnah that you did not cover it? Ilei malo karoi l'shvarim, malo karoi l'gmalim. Doesn't mean that you didn't cover it at all. So pshita, tzvich l'meim v'te chayiv. Then obviously you're chayiv. That's a pasuk in Chumash. What do you need a Mishnah for? El alav, karoi l'shvarim, malo karoi l'gmalim. So maybe it's our case. You covered it karoi l'shvarim, and when it says lo karoi, it means not enough for gemalim. V'hechidami, and what's the case? I d'shchichi gemalim posheahu. If there are many camels all over, you're posheahu. I d'lo shchichi gemalim anusu. So el alav, so maybe it's our case. Da'asin leprakim, the camels come once in a while. V'yosu gemalim v'abra'uhu, and camels came and weakened it. V'yosu shvarim enaflu bay, and oxen came, fell in. V'katani chayiv. So maybe it's our case. And it says, Chayiv, Alma, Kivan, Dasin, Leprak, and Boshehu. So you see, since camels come once in a while, you should have known that, and you're negligent, Diboy, Leasuki, Adaite. So Gemara says, no, Lo'olam, Karai, Leshram, Lo, Karai, Legmalim, Vishchichi, Gemalim. Maybe the case is where camels are commonly there. Utakakashi, Lecha, Boshehu. Ah, you asked, and is that obvious that you're Chayiv? Yes, it is obvious. But we're just being parallel to the previous line of the Mishnah. I did the nasiv resha karoi, nasiv seifanami loki so karoi. So the question goes unanswered from our Mishnah. But that was the question was, if you made a karoi l'shvarim and not karoi l'gmalim, and then gmalim came by and weakened it, what happens? No answer given. That is one question. So now we get to another question. If you want to look here, again, the Chashuk Yechemet discusses a little bit issues of related issues of this type of case. If you do some basic type of of Shmira. And then here, the case here is somebody puts a trap outside his yard to try to catch wild hogs that are running through the kibbutz. And he ends up catching a sheep, and the sheep dies. So is he responsible for the sheep because of the he put the trap there? Or even if somebody puts something to stop terrorists, some type of trap, and an animal is caught in it and is killed, right? So do you say there, right? Similar here, that you have kavana for one thing trap, and what about something else get trapped in it? So that's what the Chashukei Chemed here discusses. Let's continue though, and then we'll try to get to a little bit of the Tosfos here. Ika da Amri, says the Gemara, Hanami vadi lo yiboylan. Okay, forget, take away our question that we just asked. The Kiva, the Asiel Prakim Boshehu, the Boylan Lazugia Daite. Since camels come once in a while, we are going to hold him responsible. So that is not what is meant. Here. So what exactly is the question, though? The question is as follows. It could stand up to oxen, but it cannot stand up to gemalim. Right, that's the case. You did it strong enough for shvarim. Vishrichi gemalim. Vihitzliya mitocho. Gemalim would have fallen in, but it ended up not falling in, but it rotted through. Mahu. So what do we say? Mi amrinan migo davi poshea eitzal gemalim avi poshea nami le'inyin hatzla. Do we say, well, since you're negligent eitzal gemalim, so you're also poshea le'inyin hatzla? You started out being poshea, so even though I ride it through, you're still going to be held responsible. Oldimo lo amrinan migo. Or do we not say that? Since you're poshea here, so it's enough, even though your pshia didn't directly cause, right? It rotted through, still we're going to hold you responsible or not? So Tashma, we're again going to try to prove from the Mishnah. Kiso karayv nafal atocha shorach hamar v'meis pater. If you covered it properly, pater v'itmer Allah. And we learned about this. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Barchana shetzliya mitocho. So the case is, we said that the Mishnah is about that it rotted through. So heichi dami, what exactly is the case? How it in the Mishnah? Ilema, what is the case when the Mishnah says that you covered it properly? Ilema karay l'shvarim or karay l'gemalim. If you covered it perfectly for all animals, vitzliya mitocho, and then it rotted through, pshita to pata. You're obviously pata. I have a little mevin. What could you have done? You couldn't have prevented it. Elolav karay l'shvarim, but lo karay l'gemalim. It must be maybe this middle case. It was not karoi for any animal. Vishchichi gemalim, and animals are, the camels are common. Vitzliya mitocho to ride it through. Vikatani pater. So Alma, maybe this is the answer to our question. Lo amrinan, migo davi boshel, linyin gemalim, avo boshel, linyin atzla. So we try to be medaik from this line, and then we'll see we're going to try to be medaik from the opposite line. But pater, even though you are poshea regarding animals, lamaisa, what happened? Lamaisa, you don't go by, what's the root of this question? You don't go by what you did, you go by what happened. And because what happened here, that was an ones, so then it doesn't matter what you did. So that's why you're pater. So Gemara says, lo, lo olam karay l'gemal karay l'shvarim. Maybe the case is where you know why you're pater, because you put a perfect cover. V'itzliya mitocho, and it rotted through. U'dekakasha l'chaki itzliya mayhavi l'lemevit. The question is, what could you have done? Ma'u detema yibay l'lemezel u'min kashalai. You might have thought, no, you have to go always keep checking on it. As long as, see if it's still strong or not. Right? Kamash malon, you don't have to. Kamash malon, once you put a good cover, you don't have to second guess yourself. So now we try to be medayik from the reisha. So now let's go try to be medayik from the second line. Tashma, lok. So basically we're asking, we asked two questions. We try to be medayik from the reisha of the seifa to answer the first question. No. Now we're trying to be medayik from the reisha of the seifa to answer this question. And we'll see again at the end that we're going to reject, at least partially. Tashma, loki soka rei v'navla tocha shorah chamar v'meis chayiv. The second line. If you didn't cover properly, you're going to be chayiv. So hey, chidami, what's the case? Ilema lo karay l'shvarim, but lo karay l'gemalim. Is it a case where you totally did not put any cover on? Sricha l'meimer d'chayiv. So you, of course you're chayiv. So elolav karay l'shvarim, but lo karay l'gemalim. So what is it? Elolav karay l'shvarim, but lo karay l'gemalim. Maybe it's a case where you didn't put a cover on. That's good for anything. V'idah shlichi gemalim posheihu. But what do you mean? If gemalim are always around, you're negligent. V'idah lo shlichi gemalim anasu. And if no animals are around, you're ones. Ela lav. So what must it be? The shlichi gemalim is liyamitocho. Maybe it's our case. Gemalim are around, and it rotted through, and v'ktani chayiv. And it says you're chayiv. So, isn't this a raya now that you say the migu? Since you are posheya, even if that didn't lead exactly to the act of hesek, you're still chayiv. So Gemara says, Amri, lo. The Bach takes out the next word, karay l'shvarim v'lo karay l'gemalim. Vishchichi gemalim. Maybe it's the case that we set up above. You covered it karay l'oxen, but not for gemalim, and gemalim are shchiyach, v'asu gemalim v'ara'u. V'asu shvarim v'naflu bay. Meaning, the answer to our first question. That's the case. Utukakasha l'chapshita posheahu. Ah, you would think it's posheya because gemalim are common. I did not say reisha kiso karoy not say fanami lo kiso lamaisa. From those two lines of the Mishnah, we keep going back and forth that it could be referring to a different case. So there's no raya regarding any question. Finishing up, and then just make one more comment. Tashma, maybe we could try to prove it from the brisa. Nafalatocho shor chereshota v'katan suma. A blind animal, mahalich balayla, chayiv, or walking at night. So in all these cases, it's not the animal's fault, so you're chayiv. Pikeach, umahalich bayom, but if it's an animal that should have known better, walking during the day, pater, you're pater. Va'amai, why you pater? Nema midavi poshea le'inyin chayrish, avinami poshea le'inyin pikeach. Why don't you say, the migu, that since you are poshea regarding certain animals, so then you're poshea regarding other animals. So we end up saying you don't say that, and therefore you are pater. Tosfos here discusses the sugya. Why doesn't the Gemara bring in the magical words of tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones? Isn't that what this is about? This is about you did something poshe, and then an ones happened to ride it through. Why doesn't the Gemara mention that here? Tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. All the Rishonim deal with that problem. Why is it not mentioned? And they all come up with chidushim. This is the sugya of tchilas v'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. So Tosfos says here in the name of the Riva, v'tirates Riva, delo amrinan tchilaso v'pshia v'sofa ba'ones chayiv elahecha shemachmas ha'pshia ba'ha'ones. Only if the ones is a result of your pshia, that's when that's the sugya tchilas v'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. But if the ones has nothing to do with it, it just happened, aval, the riding through has nothing to do. You covered it properly. It rided through. You didn't cause that through your pshia, so then you don't say tchilas pshia v'sof of ones. That's the chiddush of Tosas. You look at Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz here. He says tchilas pshia v'sof of ones is only by the same items. If there's the same item, and instead of it getting damaged through pshia, it gets damaged through ones, that's where you say tchilas pshia v'sof of ones, right? Like we had cases earlier, an animal falls off a roof or jumps off a roof. It's the same kalem on the bottom being spoken about, only when it's in the same guf hadavar. Or the Baal Hamor, again, this is a huge sugya, but just to mention the Baal Hamor shita here, chiddush gadol. Tchilas pshia v'sof of ones is only said by boar. That's the only one it's said by. I'll read you the language of the Baal Hamor and the other Rishonim. The Ramban argues on this, but he says, Mistavra, Ptura Gabi Bor, Halu Padabo Asakin, Lukshim Shinishtana, Bazel of Tor, Kakhashana, Bidishkazim Shiv Sofa Bones, Velo Garmina, Minala Dina Achrina. Only by Tchilasa, by Bor, you say Tchilasa Bashiv Sofa Bones, Pater, by all others, Tchilasa Bashiv Sofa Bones, Chayiv. And others argue on that. The Chazon Yecheskel explains based on other Rishonim that it's just the opposite. Maybe Bar is going to be the only one that's chayiv by tchilas v'pshia v'sof ba'ones. Not like the others. Again, this is a very labored ksugya to get into. Finally, just to mention the Meiri here. You only say tchilas v'pshia v'sof ba'ones chayiv by an ones that could have been on your radar. Only. Ela ba'ones hamatsui v'sheroi ksas l'ha'alos alev. Right, but if it's totally an ones gomer mamish, so then you would be pater, even according to the opinion of tchilas v'pshia v'sof ba'ones chayiv. So that's why it wasn't brought in here, because for the thing to be rotting through, that's something that's lo ole al hadas klal. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem. Again, next stop would be put up from the last cycle, and B'Hashem will pick up after that next time.